How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I'm not sure. On the one hand, I do not want to be not different my words. I do not want to be run or ruled by fear over the unseen or things that I cannot control. If for some reason myself or anyone in my family were to get COVID and to pass from it, as upsetting and sad as it is a part of life, and it is how the world works. And sometimes bad things happen to good people. But I think that's just the biggest thing, is I just don't want to be run by fear over something that may or may not be as big of a deal as most media sources are making it out to be.
Okay. And then the next question I have is your religious community still gathering currently? And how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Our religious community is not currently gathering. However, they are live streaming their sermons. And we have many electronic ways of keeping in touch with our group. I volunteer with our Awana ministry, which is our children's ministry that meets on Wednesdays. And of course, we're not meeting. So everything is done online. Parents do the work, the sections with their kids, and then they email their leaders, let them know, hey, they've done this, this, and this. And that way they can still get their awards at the end of the year. Otherwise, what was the second part of that?
How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Okay, so I'll probably answer that. The only other thing, participation. The other part of it is that we do have much older members of our community, in that those of us that are able to reach out have reached out to them to pray with them, as well as ask if their needs are being met or if there's anything that we can do or get for them, as they may or may not be more high risk in the population right now.
All right. And then my last question for you is your religious community supplying or engaging any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
I know that we have created a drive, a social distancing drive, of supplies that a lot of people in the community are lacking, especially those in the medical field, whether they're lacking paper towels, toilet paper, masks, gloves. If anyone was able to supply them, they brought them and dropped them off in a box outside the front door, and then a couple people took them to different medical facilities around the city. And then other than us church members calling on others to find out how they're doing and what they need.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have any other last minute comments or anything else you'd like to add?
I think something I have noticed is that, and I saw this come on Facebook at one point, and that a lot of people don't have a real relationship with God, and that they're just very addicted to church. Because there's no church to go to right now. No one can go anywhere, and all they can do is sit at home. And whether they decide to actually pursue a relationship with God and Jesus, then that's clearly something that they have a problem with, and that's something they have to work on. But they can't do that alone, and they require a lot of prayer and guidance. And even for myself, it's hard. It's hard with two small children to find the time. But everyone has the same amount of 24 hours in a day, and it's just a matter of making the time. And part of doing that for me was able to reach out to a good friend of mine and said, hey, I need accountability. Will you do a study with me? And so she and I have been doing that at 6:30 in the morning. So I was like, oh, yay. I am not a morning person, but okay. It was very eye-opening to realize that a lot of people, unless they're in church, don't really open their Bible or participate in having that relationship with God.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you participating in this interview for me.
You're welcome.